Punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's a nice day out there so far. Don't be fooled down here in central west and southwest Oklahoma. The wind is coming. We are Beckham, Roger Mills, Ellis, Harper, Woodward, all the Oklahoma Panhandle, and most of the... All of the Texas Panhandle are under a fire weather watch or warning right now. Cimarron County in Oklahoma is under a wind advisory or wind warning. Looks like, let me check this out here real quick. Let's see what's happening with the winds. Right now, like Elk City and Eric and down around Hollis and Mangum, Hobart, Altus, we're around 10 miles an hour. Not very far from here, though. The winds are sustained at 33 miles an hour, gusting up to 42. So don't be fooled by the calmness right now. She's a-coming. 72 degrees at Hollis, 68 degrees at Eric, 70 at Hobart, 73 at Butler, Oklahoma, 72 at Arnett, 73 in Woodward, 70 in Cherokee. And the warmest spot in the state of Oklahoma right now is Slap Out, Oklahoma, and you're at a whopping 79 degrees, almost 80 degrees there. So I'll have more on your forecast out in Texas Panhandle coming up next segment. And have your long rangers for northwest and southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle shortly. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour all day. More on the Taylor Ranch coming up. First, well, I got everybody listening. One more time. Very important meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Beckham County Barn, there by the courthouse in Sayre, the Beckham County FSA producer meeting. Very important meeting. They would really appreciate. There's over 200 operators in Beckham County, and they really appreciate you guys attend into this so they don't have to discuss this with every individual farmer or rancher in Beckham County. The programs they'll be discussing will be farm loan options, LIP, LEAP, ELAP, LFP, CRP, and NAP, the ERP Phase 2, and the PARP. Hey, I got it all right. They really, really want you guys. It's a very super important meeting. Also, why I'm thinking about it, we got a deadline coming up March 31st on the NRC the NRCS office got the conservation stewardship program deadline on sign up on it coming up next Friday, March 31st. Please contact your local NRCS office for assistance on that. It'd be dearly appreciated. So we got that going on. What else we got going on here? I think that's it as far as weather. Well, like I said, we are under a fire weather warning. And be careful out there, as I always say, and I always will. Check your chains, check your bearings, check your tires. It doesn't take much to get things going. And like I said, I know outside there right now it doesn't look like much, but we got 42% humidity right here at the Gabe Gadget and 68 degrees. So I know it's not much, but it's coming. It's going to dry out here pretty quick. We need some rain, man. We need some rain. It looks like we all got a chance tomorrow evening, but I'm not sure. It shows 60% here in Elk, 50% up around Buffalo. Anyway, hopefully we get some rain tomorrow evening. It'll be sweet. Well, let's see what happened overnight in the big ag world. Wheat futures plunged to the lowest in a week, and corn and soybeans fell overnight on the extension and an agreement to keep agricultural products flowing out of Ukraine and amid improving crop conditions in Kansas. The Black Sea Grain Initiative was extended for 60 days. That was brokered by Turkey and United Nations last year. So anyway, it's going, I guess they got it going again. Also weighing in on prices is slight improvement. Notice slight improvement in crop condition. Kansas, the biggest U.S. producer of winter wheat, 19% of the state's wheat crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, and that's up from 17% 7 days earlier, according to the USDA. Half of the crop was rated poor or very poor, down from 52% a week earlier. Still, the news wasn't good for soil moisture. Topsoil moisture was rated at 32% adequate and 1% surplus in the latest report, while subsoil moisture was 21% adequate, the agency said. That compares with 34% and 24% adequate the previous week. So it's going backwards, and so is ours. Everybody's going backwards, from especially up here in northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle. Wheat futures for May delivery lost 16.5 cents on the Chicago Board of Trade to $6.66¾ a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. While they said that twice in one sentence, I don't guess they check this very often. While Kansas City futures dropped 14 pennies to $8.06¼ a bushel. Corn futures were down 5¼ cents to $6.24¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 7.5 cents to $14.59½ a bushel. Soybean meal was down 4.20 to $4.56.40 a short ton, and soy oil lost 28 cents to $55.96 a pound. China's in the news twice with me today. First of all, let's go with this. Chinese soybean oil imports will rise to 97 million metric tons in 23-24. Marking year is the lifting of restrictions related to COVID-19 in December will increase oilseed consumption, according to the USDA in a 51-page report. Imports of oilseeds in total will be flat year over year, but soybean purchases have been on the rise since lockdown measures were ended last month of 2022. Soybean imports in January and February jumped 16% year over year to 16.2 million metric tons after China dropped its zero COVID policy in December. We know this. The Asian country's continued support of soybeans likely will continue, resulting in increased production in the next marketing year, the report said. Total oilseed output will rise to 65.7 million metric tons in 23-24 from 64 million tons last year. Oilseed planting will rise 1.4% next year, led by increases in peanut and soybean sowing. All right, what's happening in our weather in the middle of the United States, where most of your farm ground is? Extremely dry weather is forecast for the southern plains today amid strong winds and low humidity, according to the National Weather Service. Red flag warnings will take effect from 1 p.m. through 8 p.m. local time as relative humidity drops as low as 15%. High wind warnings are also in effect for parts of western Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Winds will be sustained 30 to 40 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour. Damaging winds will blow down trees and power lines, of course. Local power outages are possible. Travel will be difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Further north, snow and rain are forecast for eastern Nebraska and western Iowa tonight, up to 3 inches and maybe even some severe thunderstorms in that snow. How about that? So anyway, you guys be safe out there in the panhandle of Oklahoma today with these high winds, especially our electric power people, our co-ops. You guys be careful up there. I think that's Cimarron. I hope I got that right. Cimarron co-op up there in the panhandle. Anyway, you guys be careful up there. Be safe. And keep the electricity flowing up there. That'll be good for them. All right, let's see what's happening right now on our current grain market. Let me refresh this. Go over some. The only thing that's not in the red today is oats, and May corn. The rest of it's in the red, including cattle, which is rare that everything's red. Man, but oil's in the green today. It's back up above $70 an oil, a barrel in West Texas. Corn May 632, July 611, September 562. Soybeans for May 1451, July 1429. Soybean meal for May 452.40 a short ton. July's 447.30. Man, soybeans been taking a hit the last couple weeks, just going backwards. Oh, I was wrong on Cimarron. Good thing I know people. Sorry, it's not Cimarron. So I know one of you guys will text in and tell me who it is in the Panhandle, because I didn't mention him last time we had that big storm, and I want to make sure I mention him. Hard red winter wheat is May is 817, July is 803. Oats for May 364, July is 360. They're up almost 6 cents today. And cotton, just hanging out. That's all I can tell you. May cotton is 77 cents a pound, and July cotton is almost 79 cents a pound. So that's all I got there. If you guys want to, I'm going to give a couple of sets of tickets away today. And so I hope you got your chicken and egg knowledge up to standard on your hard drive in your head. So anyway, I got two sets of tickets to give away for a concert this Saturday at Sugar Creek Casino. And man, these guys are good. Shenandoah and Billy Dean. So who, pay attention to my questions here. And I'm going to take number 3 and number 5 on the text line. Text in your name and your answer. How many eggs are they in a metric dozen of eggs? How many eggs are they in a metric dozen of eggs? And don't say you're stupid. Just Google it. Find out. Anyway, I'm going to give away the ones to third text line, on third on the text, and number 5 to go see Shenandoah and Billy Dean at the Sugar Creek Casino this coming Saturday. So it'll be a beautiful Saturday to go to a concert anyway. When I come back from taking this Taylor Ranch break, I'll have some stuff on livestock for you. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 20th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,135 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 310 brought 279. At 486 brought 240. 8 at 658 brought 215. 3 at 653 brought 213. 30 at 725 brought 196. 8 at 898 brought 175. 4 at 903 brought 174. 3 head of heifers at 450 brought 200. 10 at 558 brought 210. 13 at 663 brought 187.50. 5 at 750 brought 174 at 828 brought 155. 25 at 851 brought 166.50. 17 at 875 brought 165. Butcher cows were 36 to 108. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 138. Bred cows were 1050 to 1275. Pairs brought 1200 to 1460. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field. Or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I've been known to mess up, but I'm pretty sure I had everybody text in. We're getting a lot of phone calls here at the studio. It's text only. I don't answer phone calls. Anyway, we got some crazy answers, but I need another one. We need a couple more texts to come in for the official win. How many eggs are they in a dozen metric, set of dozen metric, metric dozen? What's that? However you want to say that. Metric dozen. How many eggs are in there? And I should have threw in there, are they the same size as American eggs? But that would have really confused you guys. So far, I had one guy said 144, and then one person said 1.389 per dozen. I'm not sure how that works out on my math. I don't have time to do it, but we got a couple of correct answers coming in. So anyway, keep them coming if you want to go see Shenandoah and Billy Dean this Saturday night at the Sugar Creek Casino right down I-40 from here. And I'll have the tickets, the winners, I'll have your tickets out front. And please, there's not 1,389 dozen eggs in a metric dozen. Oh, you guys are funny today. Let's see what's happening with the weather out in Miami, Texas. Currently right now it's 73 degrees. Humidity is 29. It's been dropping since I put them up about 30 minutes ago. The winds are out of the south at 16 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 21 already. So far, the peak wind gust today has been 25 miles an hour. Month-to-date precip is 0.12, 12 one-hundredths of an inch, or 121 thousandths, or what would that be, 1,200, 10 thousandths? Anyway, no red flag minutes so far today. No sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is at 52 degrees in Miami, Texas. So anyway, okay, let's get to cattle, my favorite part. Currently right now, live cattle for April is 162.50. June is 156.07. August is 156.20. October is 160.47. Feeder cattle for March, 188.10. April is at 194.20. Lean hogs, 76.30. For April, May is 83.60. And June is 89.70 on the lean hogs. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate is 70.35 for May. Natural gas is at little over $2 at 2.21 for April. So anyway, it's going to get, no, Roy, you're wrong. So anyway, how many eggs are there in a metric dozen? How many eggs are they in a metric dozen? Anyway, let's see what happened at Woodward yesterday. Compared to last week, slaughter cows were $3 to $5 higher. Slaughter bulls, $2 to $4 higher. Demand was moderate. They had 374 head of cows there at the sale at Woodward yesterday. And compared to 670 last week and 300 last year, a year ago. Okay, let's see what breaker cows will bring in. Your 1,436 pounders will bring in anywhere from 100 to 106.50. 104.55 was your average. 27 head weighing 15.17 brought up to $1.11. 110.01. $110 and one penny per hundred weight was the high. Boner cows looked like they had about almost 50 head, and they average weights anywhere from 1253 to 1382, brought 92 to 104. Lean cows, they had approximately 40 head in there, and their weights were anywhere from 927 to the heaviest I see was 1295, and they were bringing anywhere from $80 to $93 per hundred weight. Bulls, they had about 26 head there. Big boy was 211, or 2410. Average weight was 2,011 pounds. They were bringing up to $1.26. 122.19 was average. And then on some 10 head that averaged 1610, would bring anywhere from $99 to 117 per hundred weight. 109.95 was the average. Low man on the totem pole weighed 1510. He brought $83. He must have been crippled up. All right, bred cows, medium and large, number ones. 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to 1685. Some 5 to 8 year olds that were weighing around anywhere from 1098 to 1182 brought up to 1610 per head. Cow calf pairs, medium and large, with 150 pound calves or less, were bringing 1703. They didn't have very many head there, but they were average weight on those cows were 968, but they was bringing 17, highest one brought 1835. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number one, with 150 to 300 pound calves. They only had 6 head. Their average weight was 782, so they were either heifer. No, they weren't. They were 5 to 8 year old. They were pretty thin. They still brought 1635, but I'm sure the calf was the biggest part of that that scenario there. All right, let's go back to the text line, see if somebody's got her answered in there. There we go. We got two winners, finally. We got Nicole Thiessen is a winner, and also number three we'll go with let me get back to that. Man, you guys are getting crazy on me. There we go. Okay, Jacqueline Hill, you're a winner too. You guys can pick your tickets up before 4 o'clock Friday, and please pick them up. Last time we gave tickets out, there was some tickets that weren't picked up. If you're going to play the game and you don't want, if you're just playing the game to win, just tell me that, and I'll give the tickets to somebody that wants them. But 10 eggs is the correct answer. There's 10 eggs in a metric dozen. How about that? That threw you off, didn't it? You should see some of these answers. Oh, you guys are killing me. Anyways, appreciate you guys participating in that, and we'll go with that. Anyway, Joe Wilcox, that's not what mine says. It says 10 eggs in a metric dozen, and that was the correct answer. So, because there's no way there's 1.389 dozen. I guess could be a dozen eggs equals American standard, whatever you want to do, imperial, whatever. So anyway, yeah. So anyway, it is 10 eggs per dozen. Okay. When I come back from this Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour break, I got something to tell you about the Taylor Ranch, and we'll talk about some other stuff happening in farming right now. And I got a little 1 minute clip from Tyrone Spearman in Washington to update you guys on what's happening in the peanut world. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Wow, you guys like to hear about eggs. 41 texts came in. How about that? Okay, here is your Northwestern. That's not including the ones on my phone. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma and Northeastern Texas Panhandle forecast. I picked Fairview, Oklahoma. 75 degrees. Feels like 75. Humidity is 37, dew point is 47, no rain in the last 24 hours. The wind is at out of the southwest currently right now at 14 with wind gusts up to 20. I'm looking at the mezzanet wind meter there a while ago. Looks like the wind has hit in Roger Mills County finally. It's up to 20 miles an hour. Okay, here's your long ranger for Fairview. Today, mostly cloudy, windy. 83 degrees tonight, 55, tomorrow 71 and mostly cloudy. Winds will be out of the northeast tomorrow 9 to 12. Tomorrow looks great, that's all I can tell you. Tomorrow night, chance of rain showers 50%. Friday, 59 for a high and a 40% chance of rain showers. Saturday, mostly sunny, 63. Sunday, 61. Man, it looks like, I looked way down the line on the Weather Channel, my Weather Channel app a while ago, and it looks like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but at least in the next 14 days, we don't have any chance of freezing and stuff. But hold tight. You guys in the garden business, keep calm. It's still, what is it, March 22nd. So anyway, just be cool. You'll get her in time. Don't be jumping the gun. Okay, let's see what else is happening on. I wanted to mention the farm, Southwest Farm and Home Expos coming up. Not this weekend, but the following weekend on April Fools, April 1 and 2nd, 1st and 2nd, 1 and 2nd, 1st and 2nd at the Convention Center here in Elk City. I was talking to a gentleman this morning. Is they're trying to really make the show more appealing, and they've got some big-time exhibitors coming in, and so we'll have more on that next week, but you guys get a chance, plan to go. But what's important, I think, is Saturday, April 1st at 8:30, farmers and ranchers can get their CEU credits. Gary Strickland's going to be there talking about grain, sorghum management, and weed control. There'll be coffee and donuts. That ought to be enough to get somebody there, free coffee and donuts. And there's going to be a free lunch provided by Fowler Insurance Agency here in Elk City. And then, but anyway, it's a lot going on there, and it's, and then the expo itself opens up at 9 o'clock all day. The FFA Ag Mechanic Show and Silent Auction will be going on in that South Exhibit Hall, all day. The Antique Tractor Supply, or Display, will be going on. Tractor Supply, see where I go sometimes. Anyway, and then at 2 o'clock, right after you get through eating lunch from going and getting you a couple of CEU credits, the All Breed Bull Sale. And that'd be cool. So anyway, there's and then Sunday, they got the Children's Pedal Tractor Contest going on for 4 to 12-year-olds, and that'll be at 1 o'clock. And then they'll have the barbecue cook-off. Judging begins at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Like I said, man, it looks like they got it going on this year, so it ought to be fun to go to. And like I said they got some new exhibitors coming in that's got some really cool stuff that farmers like, so in ranchers, so you might as well get after it and come check it out. I can't wait. I'm gonna go to the bull sale. I might sneak in for the free lunch and act like I'm getting some CEU credits. Here's some weird stuff going on. You guys think about farm security, ranch security. We don't really worry about it a lot out here in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, because usually they know they're going to screw up if they mess with their stuff on the farm. I mean, thieving goes on. But vandals struck a livestock farm in northeastern Iowa this winter, attempting to burn two barnfuls of piglets in late December and early January. They were trying to burn it down. They have proof of the fire and stuff. Thankfully, damage to the barns were minimum when the crude bombs that they threw bombs at these buildings failed to ignite this structure. However, the lives of many piglets inside were threatened, explains Brian Wenningham, executive director for the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. This week, they announced a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction in this case. An additional reward of $5,000 is also being offered from local support to find the persons or the persons responsible for the farm vandalism. What's wrong with these people? Anyway, the county sheriff there says the reward will help assist investigators as they move forward with this case. And I'd say hang them. I'm sorry, they're just not really, but anyway, they need to be more than just a slap on the hand. He said farmers strongly condemn animal abuse and hopes the reward will help resolve the case. Iowa livestock farmers go to great lengths to ensure the health, safety, and well-being of their livestock. Since launching in 2004, CSIF has offered more than $25,000 in rewards to help solve some livestock vandalism. In 2008, hogs in Story County were turned loose and run over. In 2010, the offices of hog and turkey barns in Fayetteville, Bremer, and Chickasaw counties were targeted. vandals damaged drains in an attempt to cause flooding and destroy computer equipment as well as businesses and vaccination records. In the same year, on the other side of the state, the west side, a vandal shot a liquid propane tank near hog and turkey farms in Sac and Calhoun counties in an attempt to cause an explosion. All three cases ended in an arrest and conviction of disgruntled locals that don't like hog farms around their operation. In a rural area, knowing your neighbors and having a good relationship with them will go a long way in keeping your farm and livestock safe. How about that? That's crazy. Anyway, just retarded if you ask me. Anyway, here we go. Hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? These weather, I'm getting in the groove. These weather's getting in the 70s and 80s, and it's time to get after your grilling. Taylor Ranch Beef is your answer. No matter what your skill level, from the beginner to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch Beef will take you to the next level. The majority of Taylor Ranch Beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch Beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if they're going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarter, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural, and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. Speaking of beef processing, the whole works. Over there at Canute, Oklahoma, on the north side of the exit, the Becks, they are enjoying their second anniversary today. And I noticed on Facebook, this is at the butcher block processing. This is their second anniversary, and they're doing 30% off of all retail in the shop today. So go by there, tell them congratulations on second year, and take 30% off. That's a lot. Go by there and buy you a couple hundred T-bones, have a party. Let me know when it's happening here on Today in Ag. And I'll make sure you got plenty of people there to eat those T-bones. People would really appreciate it, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, we come back, I will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. First, let's hear what Jerry Nine has to say about yesterday's sale.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, March 23rd. We're expecting 2,500 cattle. We'll start the auction 8 a.m. From Levy, you got 48 steers and heifers, 5.5 cutting, 35 steers of 5, long wing, hard hat, 26 heifers, 7.5 moreland, 61 heifers at 7. Spearman, Texas, 30 heifers, 8.5 by side, 140 steers, 7.850 cap, 65 heifers at 7. Enid, 38, next 8.5, Fargo, 40 steers, 7.5, Woodward, 60 heifers, 67, Moreland, 80 heifers at 7. Woodward, 14 heifers at 1,000, and Sarah, 30 heifers at 7. Good cow market on Tuesday, 3 to 5 higher. Best killing cow brought 111, best bull brought 126. We sold some 3 to 4 year old bred cows, 5 to 7 months, break 1675. Again, expecting 2,500 for this Thursday. We'll start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel, they're built better, they're tough.
They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Once again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 17th. 820 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 407 brought 230. 10 at 426 brought 242. 6 at 460 brought 240. 4 at 476 brought 232. 16 at 648 brought 195. 5 at 680 brought 181. 16 at 702 brought 192. 5 head of heifers at 343 brought 225. 4 at 483 brought 207. 10 at 569 brought 195. 4, 3 at 712, brought 175. 18 at 713, brought 177. 11 at 762, brought 176. 7 at 800, brought 144.50. Butcher cows were 69 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 92 to 116. Bred cows were 900 to 1710. Pairs brought 1750 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to Tater Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Let's check out what's happening in Eric, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently it is 73, feels like 73. Dew point is 42, humidity is 33. No rain in the last 24 hours. South-southwest winds 14 miles an hour. Sunrise at 7:42 and sunsets at 7:52. Okay, fire weather warning right now until 7 o'clock tonight. For Eric, basically, from what I'm looking at the map, Beckham County, Roger Mills, Ellis, Woodward, Harper, all the Oklahoma Panhandle, all the Texas Panhandle, you guys have got it going on under weather warning. Matter of fact, fire weather warning, and they just updated it. Now there is a high wind warning for Beaver County also. Is that right? Yep. Well, hope. Panhandle, Oklahoma. You are under a high wind warning now. And looking, the winds are just hitting in Beckham County because Eric was at 9 miles an hour early. Now they got gust up to 18 miles an hour. So it's coming. Today, breezy, 84 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 76. West winds, west to south winds, 5 to 7 miles an hour. Just going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow night, you have a 50% chance of rain showers. Friday, mostly cloudy, 65 with north winds. Saturday, mostly sunny, northwest winds, 9 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly sunny and 65 with north to west winds, 13 to 15 miles an hour. Got plans for the outdoors this weekend. It's going to be a good weekend to be outdoors because it looks beautiful. All right, coming up this, also, man, we're narrowing down. We're going to run out of bull sales probably early April. So here we go. The Bexler Ranch bull sale is March 25th, which is this Saturday at 11 a.m. The Red Dirt Roundup at the Chain Ranch is at 1 o'clock this Saturday, March 25th. The Red River Red Angus bull and female sale is March 25th at 1 o'clock. Coming up March 27th. the Ludington Cattle Bull Sale. I'll have a little more on it here in just a minute. McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale coming up out, just right out here west of Elk City, not too far, at 1 o'clock on March 27th. And then over there at Arapahoe, Harrison Cattle Company Production Sale. Need some Herefords? This is a place to go. And then the Reds in the Heartland that will be going on at the OKC West, be coming up April 1st at 1 o'clock. So I'll have more on that coming up later. So anyway, it's getting down to not very many bull sales. You guys need your bulls. The Ludington is cattle bull sale. It's its 26th annual one, and it's coming up right up here in northern Oklahoma at Freedom, Oklahoma, at 1 o'clock, March 27th. 118 black Angus bulls and 35 red Angus. And anyway, for more information, just go to www.ludington, and that's LUDDINGTON, cattle.com. And don't even have a phone number on here. Oh, yeah, I do. There it is. You can call Kai at 580-327-7127. Also, you can call Hank at 580-732-7127. Last name four, but different middle prefix there. Anyway, good luck with that bull sale coming up next week. We'll have more on that later. Okay, let's see what else we got to go in here. Oh, I told you I had China in the news twice today. Here we go. China's reopening provides opportunity not only for soybeans, but for beef. It's no secret the U.S. beef herd size has shrunk due to the drought in 2022, and beef prices are breaking records across the country. But the USA is not alone. Brazil also achieved record export volumes and returns due to a growing Chinese demand. The softening in consumer segment and weaker beef pricing in late 2022 has flowed through into early 2023. While beef supply settings are favorable for beef prices, consumer confidence will continue to be tested and have a bearing on beef returns. China will remain a focal point as the world watches to see how quickly the giant emerges from COVID lockdowns amid a slowing economy environment. It's anticipated the Chinese demand for beef will pick up in the second half of 2023, boosting global beef prices. In the United States, the U.S. will be the other focal point. After setting records in both volume and value terms for beef exports in 22, numbers are starting to show the contraction in production. Beef cow inventory has dropped to the lowest point since 1962. Feed yard inventories show a decline. The expected drop in USA beef production will cause a redistribution of global beef supplies and an overall tightening in the market. Total beef production is forecast to be steady in quarter one with 5% life in Australia and 2% increase in Brazil, almost enough to offset declines in the United States. EU 27 in New Zealand, the supply structure through 23 is the forecast to remain tight as U.S. production dips. Cattle prices across most regions continue their downward trend, the notable exception being the USA, where more limited supplies are providing proven price support. In China, most of the world has reopened after COVID. However, China has ongoing restrictions which influence consumption. Now, as restrictions go away, the changes in Chinese beef consumption could impact global beef markets. There you go. In the USA also, tighter cattle supplies remain a discussion point for producers and processors alike. Winter weather disrupted production trends. Lower whole beef prices are starting to be realized at retail as consumer pressures increase. In Europe, carcass prices has remained supported by tight supply despite economic headwinds. Importers also benefit from ongoing tight supply. In China again, strong import growth in 2022. Once again, reopening leads to recovery in eating out of home channels, while high inventory of frozen beef may slow import pace in the first quarter. Japan, Consumption keeps falling due to lower consumer confidence. Import decrease for the third straight year. In Australia and New Zealand, Australian cattle prices lower, volumes start to lift. In New Zealand, farm gate beef prices dropped steady in the fourth quarter of 2022 and are expected to remain steady in the first quarter of this year. Brazil. Beef exports start the year with an increase year over year after an export record in 2022. The average export price in December 2022 was the lowest since May of 2021. Brazil's exports to China have been temporarily halted due to a BSE case. I don't know why they didn't shut it down coming to the United States. I mean, I'm not no inspector, no expert on that deal, but I would think if they had one case that we need to shut that crap down coming, shut it down coming in here as far as I'm concerned. That's just me. All right, let's see what Tyrone Spearman had to say on what was going on the peanuts. Bear with me just here a second.
The USC this week for a fly-in through March the 23rd. During their trip, the Federation representatives will meet with the U.S. House of Representative members and the Senate members, as well as agricultural staff, to discuss issues facing the peanut industry today. The U.S. Peanut Federation fly-in is essential to connect with Congress about peanut industry priorities, especially since farm bill programs are up for reauthorization in 2023. During the trip, the Federation members will combine advocacy with service and be donating over 10,000 jars of peanut butter to the D.C. Capital Area Food Bank. This delivery is made in partnership with the Georgia Peanut Commission and the Peanut Proud and the Tri-State Area, the peanut industry's humanitarian relief organization. So the Federation will be working on the peanut program this week in Washington. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Sorry about the little echo at the first. I should remember not to push that one button. All right, last but not least on our program today, the used machinery market is still red hot, even when it comes to older equipment. While the price floor is pushing up the values of low-hour, late-model equipment, the marketplace is also displaying strong support for older equipment, which is enjoying brisk sales at the auction. Most surprising are recent prices in tractors 15 years and older that are showing great care and good tires and a pedigree, said Scott Steffes of the Steffes Group. The rising tide of values also is lifting the prices of implements, especially tillage equipment this winter. The widespread availability of internet sales sites allowing farmers to list equipment online without having to transport the equipment to an auction lot has opened up opportunities for farmers to generate cash to help put the crop or underwrite the purchase of new machinery. You don't want to get rid of every piece of equipment that's been a special part of your life story, such as Dad's tractor, said Mark Stock of Big Iron. Heck, I've got a couple old tractors sitting out in my shed, too. But understand, sentiment and emotion may overwhelm your ability to make more logical decisions about your equipment inventory. One option to sell unused equipment would be to go through a private treaty, eBay style online auction, where you list equipment with a photo and a description, then set a time limit in which you want the iron to sell. Such sites include Fastline.com, IronPlanet.com, IronSearch.com, and TractorHouse.com. And I know there's some of you farmers still out there, I know at least a dozen, that have flip phones, and you're not going to get into this technology, but I'm sure one of your kids or your grandkids could help you. That would actually probably be kind of fun to go through there with one of your kids or grandkids and put some stuff up for sale online, and then you'll have something to do when people come in and give you cash, $100 bill, Benjamin Franklin's for your equipment. Some of the hottest marketplaces for machines are online auctions, such as Big Iron and Steffes Group, and that send representatives to your farm to take picture and write a description of the equipment. Yeah, you got to spend, you're going to have to pay them percentage, but it ain't making you nothing sitting out there in the pasture anyway. Get rid of it. The equipment is sold then at an auction on a specific date. After the sale, the online auction company pays you directly minus any seller fees. The buyer is responsible for arranging for the equipment to be picked up from your farm. You're responsible for all sales taxes, such as a transaction, although new and used farm machinery is exempt from sales tax in many states. Ask your accountant what you should do. Take cash and move on. That's what I say. Be mindful of potential taxes on depreciation recapture. For a seller, a large amount of recaptured depreciation and capital gain may arise from the sale of this machinery. There you go. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Thank you for participating in the 1.369 eggs per metric dozen. Sorry, I had to do that. Anyway, tomorrow, Mr. Brent Metter and Jason Redd will be in here for the all-breed bull sale coming up next week at Elk City, here in Elk City. They'll be in here. And Brent's daughter, Jill, is going to be doing the interview. This ought to be fun tomorrow. Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.